Is that one of ours or one of theirs?
What's the matter? Are you hurt?
No, but they've upset me tea and cake. Oh, gee, I wish I was out of this. Won't you take me back again? Take me away from Belgium where it's rain, rain, rain. I thought I saw some climate when I lived on Salisbury Plain. But here, oh my, I think I'll die of water on the brain.
Hey, here comes the mail, Corporal. Gee, I hope I get a letter. Yes, sir, I'm him. Mail for me.
What's the matter with you, Harry?
I'm thinking of my old hometown and the people who are there. Thinking of the table where they keep my empty chair. Thinking of the old main street and the scenes I knew of yore. And I'm longing, gee, I'm longing to get back home once more. There's the girl I said farewell to when the troop train pulled away. I can see her bravely smiling, but a tear she could not stay fell upon my hand in parting. And it burned an imprint there of a love that always waits for me, no matter how I fare. And I'm lonesome. Gee, I'm lonesome in the stillness of the night, in the quiet of the trenches, or in the turmoil of the fight. I can see as in a vision all the dear old scenes of yore. And I'm longing, gee, I'm longing to get back home once more. Those apple pies that mother used to make, and all those other little things that only mothers know how to bake. I'll fight for the clasp and medals and the honors of the war. But God, let me get back home again and see my folks once more.
Harry, speaking of apple pies, when do we eat?
Don't you know that call?
What do we get today? A change from soup?
Yes.
What? M-U-L-L-I-G-A-N, spelled mulligan. One small carrot in the quart of fat. Unless you're early, well, you won't get that. M-U-L-L-I-G-A-N-U-C. That's the name of the stew that the cook gives us every day. Mulligan. For me. Hey, Captain, can we have a little music tonight?
Music? Where are your Beethoven?
Here, step up, Sergeant Binks and Private Banks. Well, the Dixie Jazz Band has got nothing on us. Hey, look who's coming. The Gink with the rum jar. Who says we're not going to have a party tonight for the old issue of rum? When I first joined the Army, I thought that the life of a soldier was perfectly grand. I pictured myself with a sword and a gun, keeping step to a military band. But after 2 years at the front, I confess, I'm sadder and wiser by now. They feed me on biscuits that ought to be bricks and tins of solidified cow. But there's one army custom I really think's fine. You won't hear me grouch, falling in line. My rum, rum, my issue of rum. Nobody's late for the issue of rum. You forget all your trouble, you go in the double for rum. Your issue of rum. Boys, rum, your issue of rum. If I stop one of those, good night.
Oh, I wish I was home beside the fire with nothing to do but eat cake and enjoy a life of luxury.
Oh, cheer up. You'll be sleeping in your Ostermore yet. Far, far from Ypres, I want to be where Germans sigh.
Private Binks there?
Yes, sir.
Have you got all your kit packed? You know you start for England tomorrow on 7 days' leave.
Yes, sir. I'll try and be ready.
Hurry up. Gee, I wish I was going.
Well, you know you can't go unless you get wounded. But don't get wounded. Hit me there, hit me there, hit me there again. The little spot ain't good enough for me. The alley man that shot me, the son of a gun that got me, was far too easy. Say, send another one to hit me there, hit me there, hit me there again. I can't get home with a bit of a stretch like that. But a blighty there would suit me. Will somebody kindly shoot me? Frit, frit. Again.
All right, men, here comes the relief party for this trench. Get all ready to leave.
We're all ready, sir.
Forward, march!
Say, fellas, guess what I got tonight? Oh, shut up, Fritz, for a while, will you? I'm not talking to you. We're not on speaking terms.
Well, what did you get tonight, Harry? I suppose another wedding invitation from home?
No, I got a box of each. Lots of milk chocolate and chewing gum and cigarettes and... Oh, but the best of all, my sister has knit me a pair of socks. The first she ever made. Yes, I guess she thinks now that I'm in the army, I'm as big as a hippopotamus. Low the size of the feet. Well, she's a princess anyway.
She ain't it great when you get a box from home?
Who wants some chocolate? Come on, boy.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm going to give you some in a minute.
Open up that.
Here, take your hand out of that. What do you think you're doing here? I'm some class, eh?
Gee, it's quiet tonight. You'd think the 100 retreated to China.
I wonder how the old folks are at home. I wonder if they'll miss me when I'm gone.
Look, look, it's not so quiet after all. Here comes one of Fritz's aeroplanes now. Look. See him? Gosh, I hope one of our boys get him.
Well, by golly, who says we're not going to have a party tonight? There's one of our boys right after him now. Hooray!
Get him, boy, get him.
Get out. Watch him take a nose dive. Hooray!
That's the stuff.
Well, what do you know? One of our lads.
Whoopee! He's got him on the run. That's the stuff. Go after him, boy! Go after him!
Where did that one go, Herbert? Where did that one go?
Oh, way up in the field, no arm done. He couldn't hit a barn door. Oh, look! Look at him! Look at him go! He's getting back to Germany as fast as he can. I wonder what Kaiser Bill would say if he saw his pretty bird running away like this.
Well, boys, back to the dugout. We got him, but don't let them get us.
Hey, boys, break up that old box. See if you can't have a fire and cook up that bully beef.
Yes, and put some cheese in it. And here's a real live onion. It'll give it the right kick.
Well, I'm some cook. Mud up to me ears, and ears standing over a mess tin of boiled mush. Cooking like the chef in the Ritz Hotel. Oh, if me mother could see me now.
Hey, get over in the next dugout, and under my rubber sheet, you'll find a real loaf of bread and some jam, if the rats haven't eaten them. Now, don't let a shell stop you from coming back, because we're hungry.
How long did you join the war for, Harry?
7 years.
Oh, gee, you're lucky. I'm for the duration.
Oh, say, by the by, I hope that fella that went for the grub don't get a blighty and leave us here hungry.
Oh, well, why not? I wish I had one.
I wander on as in a dream, where I can hear those bullets scream as they come whistling through the trees. the mud almost up to my knees. In the trench where I am lying, I can hear the shrapnel flying, flying as it bursts o'erhead. But I care not for the mud and grit. I only wanted to get hit. I only want a blighty, a blighty, and it's home for mine.
Hey, Getz, old boy, did you see any Fritzies on the way?
No, they were all worrying when the next raid is coming off. When they know they'll catch.
That's the word, hey, fellas.
Oh, the army life is a life for me. Not a do eat but jam and tea, but a Sunday good old Uncle Sam gives us a change of tea and jam. Boom-dilly-boom-boom.
Hey, while we're waiting for the boys, let's sing up our little hymn, eh?
Put your head down, pretty boy. Put your head down, pretty boy. Last night in the pale moonlight, I saw you, I saw you. You were fixing your barbed wire when we opened the rapid fire. If you want to see a dear old fighter and jump again, put your head down, pretty boy.
Well, gee, I guess that'll keep Fritzy quiet for a while.